Well, Darius, it was good to see you at State Track and Field Meet once again as a coach with the Storm once again. This turns out it's your last State Track and Field Meet with the school, as you've got some changes coming up in your lifetime, don't you?
Yeah, so finished up the year, and it was bittersweet. You know, there were some tough moments in there. You know, just change is hard sometimes, but, you know, there's also good to the change as well. But, you know, had a good, you know, last ride with the Storm, and, you know, the weekend probably went about as good as it possibly could. And so went out on a good note, and that's kind of always what you want to do. And hopefully whoever steps in is going to, you know, keep building what, you know, what we started 5 years ago. So
this was year number 5, and yeah, you had some kids down there compete. You had a relay do good, and you had a jumper. Of course, that's right in your ballpark. In the jumps, you had a jumper do pretty good.
Yeah, so Brody Sperling, he's a junior. You know, he qualified in the long, the triple, and the 4x1, but I kind of knew a few years ago that, you know, he had the potential to be really special, and, you know, I don't know, you know, if it's fate or a higher power, but, you know, got him as a state champ before I left, and that was kind of the goal. I kind of kept that to my chest. I knew he could be one, and it was just a matter of time. So it was good, you know. Obviously, jumping at UNK is kind of, you know, my passion, and so, you know, to give that knowledge to somebody else and to see them succeed at that level, you know, a level that I never even reached. So, you know, it felt really good to get that done.
And he's only a junior, correct me if I'm wrong, so he's got another year to do this again.
Yep, so junior, could go back-to-back. He got third in the long jump as well, so, you know, he had a heck of a weekend in the jumps, and so looking forward to seeing what he does, but, you know, I'll be his biggest fan.
Now, you are making the move as an athletic director and teacher, and I'm sure coach at Palmer High School, and excited about the opportunity, aren't you?
Yeah, so I will be the next AD at Palmer, and I will teach weights and PE still, and then I'll be the head track coach again. But, you know, looking forward to it. It'll be a challenge, kind of jumping into stuff this week, and I feel like my head is trailing behind my body, but, you know, that's kind of how it goes when you're jumping into something like this.
I take it this is what you prepared for, and you have to build up to be an athletic director, and you've done that over the years of schooling and learning along the way, haven't you?
Yeah, it's always been the goal. I didn't really expect to get to this point, you know, at this young of age. You know, 28 years old, you don't see that many young athletic directors at that age, but, you know, the opportunity came. We live here in Palmer, and, you know, our son will go to preschool here in Palmer this year, so it'll be a good experience and a good journey, you know, starting, you know, my son in preschool, and him and I will be Tigers at the same time, which is, you know, pretty cool. And at the end of the day, you know, athletic directors, it's a lot of time consumed as far as activities and all that. And, you know, down the road when my daughter's 6 months and my son's 3, you know, when they're in high school, I'll already be going to those activities. So it kind of, at the end of the day, was a no-brainer as far as, you know, opportunity, where the position was at. You know, if I did it somewhere else, it would be a challenge to, you know, be at their stuff down the road. So
you've got your 3-year-old son already going to track meets and going along with you and soaking all the knowledge up, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You know, ideally he becomes a jumper and be able to coach him down the road and my daughter, but, you know, they're going to be what they're going to be, and, you know, you're not going to force them into anything. But, you know, hopefully they find the same love in something that I did.
So it's really going to keep you hopping as AD and is still a coach and everything, but you're welcoming the challenge. And how far was it from now to the school at High Plains? How far of a trip was it for you?
About 25 miles or 25 minutes, mm-hmm. Roughly. You know, so nothing too crazy. My wife teaches at High Plains still, and she'll stay there for the time being. Don't know what that'll look like down the road, but she'll stay there. She's happy there, and I was happy there, but obviously you got to take, you know, a chance on yourself and take opportunities when they're there. And, you know, I had great mentors leading up to this point. You know, I reached out to Jake Curl quite a bit in the process, and you know, you gotta ask questions to those people that you looked up to back in, you know, back when you were in high school and all that, and keeping good connections and all that stuff. So
High Plains community, of course, just a couple of months ago in March was in the news with us because they hired new volleyball coach, a very familiar name, Haley Sandman from Juanita Palisades, going to be the new volleyball coach there at High Plains coming up this fall.
Yeah, so she is actually taking my position as PE teacher and weights. I don't know exactly what she will teach, but I will, you know, be stepping away from the position, and I've had conversations with her, and, you know, she seems like a great person. You can tell she's a competitor, and, you know, just looking at her background, I think she's going to be good for those girls, and she's going to find some success and build her program the way, you know, she wants to.
Well, I know of the track kids over there at Palmer, that you're excited to work with them and see what they can do and get to a state. That's the ultimate goal. Hey, get to a state track meet and compete down there in Omaha.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, starting fresh and building the program. I know they haven't had a huge amount of participation in the last few years, so, you know, that's kind of where I step in and, you know, build those relationships, because at the end of the day, that's what matters the most. And, you know, that's kind of what I pride myself on. If kids aren't, you know, looking up to you and respecting you, they're probably not going to work hard for you. And so, you know, obviously the goal is to get more, you know, kids out and get them, you know, there's a misconception out there that, you know, running has to be, you know, hard. It is hard, but, you know, it can, you know, there's some joys in track and field that you just have to kind of dive in and be patient and trust the process and all that type of stuff. But, you know, the biggest thing going in is build those relationships and get kids out. And then, you know, down the road, hopefully we have a, you know, a powerhouse.
I saw the pictures of you, and I think it was your jumper that you had some pictures from the state track and field meet. And I'm sure he looked elated and smiles everywhere. You work your tail off all year long. You go to state and you get a medal. Just getting to state is great, but to get a medal at state, whoo, that's even what makes you even more happier, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. You know, and I would say that kind of been spoiled over the, you know, past 3 years. We've had a really good turnout out at state. We had, I believe, 12 make it last year, and I think of those 12, we had multiple kids and multiple events, and, you know, tons of medals and all that type of stuff. And so, you know, to end in the year, I had a mile runner. You know, he hadn't medaled individually, just in the relays in the past couple years, and he finally got a medal individually in the mile. So that was awesome. You know, senior. And then a couple other kids on the relays got a medal to finish their high school career. And so, you know, it's a tribute to them. You know, they believed in me, and, you know, they worked so hard for those moments. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, it's just awesome to see all that hard work that they put in pay off. And, you know, it feels good, because you obviously, you know, there's days that they don't really like you because of what you're putting them through, but when they trust the process, lots of good things can happen.